Good morning, everybody. It's nice to wake up to a little white snow on the ground this morning, and getting closer to Christmas now within 3 weeks, and hope you're enjoying this special time of year, which we're going to talk about the next few weeks as we do our online devotion together. Tonight, of course, is 180 Wednesday, and they'll be continuing the book of Titus in the chapel, and I believe the book of James now is being taught in the fireside room. And of course, the kids program continues also. And this Saturday is our annual church fair, and that's from 9 to 1, I believe. And I'm looking forward to that. And Sunday, of course, we'll have our 9:30 traditional and 11 o'clock contemporary. And then looking a little further down the road, 2 weeks from Sunday, December 24th, we'll have one 10 o'clock service, a combined worship experience. And then at 5 o'clock will be our children's pageant and Christmas program. And at 9 p.m., we'll have a beautiful candlelight service. So hopefully you can avail yourselves of those events. And on the 15th of December, a week from Friday, is our Messiah Sing, which we've had for many years. Like 15 years now or something like that, maybe longer. And we expect a good turnout at the Messiah Sing. And that's at 7:30 p.m. on December 15th. So this morning we want to talk about the right plan at the right time with the right person. And here now from the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him. And without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. That's John 1, 1 through 5 and verse 14. Now, in Revelation 13:8, it says that the Lamb of God from before the foundation of the world. So down through time before the foundation of the world, Jesus would be the Lamb of God. The right plan was formulated by God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Revelation 13:8 ties on a few things there for us. And we find out that even before this world was created, God knew that the Son would have to come. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. That was the right plan, the plan of salvation, even before the foundation of the world. Now, Galatians 4:4 tells us not only was it the right plan, it was at the right time. Galatians 4:4 says, when the fullness of time had come, Jesus would be born of the Virgin Mary, that he would be born at the right time, at the right place, at the right time. So it's the right plan, and it's the right time. When the fullness of time, the perfect time for Jesus to come, the Roman Empire had, you know, connected the kingdom of Europe, so to speak. There were roads and bridges that were built, one trade language for the world at that time. It made the delivery of the gospel and the spread of the gospel so much easier. And so, again, at the right time, at the fullness of time, God sent the Son, Jesus, into the world. So it was the right plan before the foundation of the world. It was the right time and the fullness of time. And then it was the right person. And that's what our text in John tells us. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Only God, again, God the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, but God became or took on flesh. The Word became flesh. And he had to be born without sin. That's why we have a virgin birth. The Bible tells us in Romans 5:12, 1 Corinthians 15, and other places that sin is passed on through the seed of Adam. And so the Holy Spirit came upon Mary And that's why Jesus was virgin born. He has no human father. Because Jesus was born without sin, he lived a perfect, sinless life, the Word that became flesh. And that way, he could go to the cross as the final, sinless, perfect sacrifice for you and I. He's the only person that could do that. He had the right plan, at the right time, and the right person, Jesus, the Word that became flesh and dwelt among us. As you are celebrating the Christmas season, I hope you'll keep these things in mind. Jesus is much more than just a beautiful little baby boy that was placed in the manger. God took on flesh. The Word, which is God, became flesh and dwelt among us, became a sinless, perfect sacrifice, the new covenant through the blood of Christ, that we might have forgiveness of sin and everlasting life. That's what Christmas is about. That's why Jesus came. Father, we thank you for the first advent of Christ. It was the right plan at the right time with the right person. Help us to understand these things as we celebrate Christmas and the first advent. And may we look forward to your second coming, your second advent. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you. I hope to see many of you tonight and Saturday and, of course, Sunday. God bless. Have an awesome and amazing day. Bye now.